Which state has the most volcanoes? The answer will most likely surprise you. We'll head to one of those craters on today's edition of the American Countryside. Brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers, leading the industry in crop nutrient technology, overcoming the challenges you face with innovative solutions. Visit agroliquid.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield at planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Which state has the most volcanoes? The answer will surprise you.
New Mexico is the volcano state. We have multiple volcanic fields, and they stretch from one corner of the state to the other. We have more volcanoes than any other state in the union.
Lynn Cartmell helps oversee one of those volcanoes, Capulin, in the northeastern corner of the state.
Capulin is a cinder cone volcano, which is the simplest form of volcano. However, Capulin is quite complex, even for a simple volcano. It stands about 1,200 feet tall, which is quite large for a cinder cone, and it has seven different boca. And the boca is considered the mouth of the volcano, or where the lava would have flowed from.
And that lava did flow far and wide from the boca at Capulin.
Here at Capulin, we preserve about 16 square miles of lava flow. However, the field itself covers about 8,000 square miles.
Native American history is closely tied to this place. The Folsom Man site is within a few miles. Early European history is also tied to Capulin.
We work with the Jicarilla Apache Nation. Their oral histories tell us that this was the first place that they encountered the Spanish in 1541. So we have a very long documented record of European influence here at Capulin.
But with so many extinct volcanoes in this entire nation, it leads many to ask, why did this one become a national monument a century ago? There's a good reason for that. The answer is next time as we travel the countryside at Capulin Volcano, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McCray.